Greetings, everybody, and happy December. Happy holidays to everybody who's celebrating, and welcome to the newsletter for December. This is sort of an audio gift guide this month. It is a list of all of the various things that a bike tourist might want as a holiday gift in their stocking or under the tree or otherwise, depending on what you're celebrating. So these are all things that I put together for bike touring equipment, gear, that I happen to like a lot. I think that there's a little bit of a misnomer amongst folks that follow me or are in my family. It's sort of like, hey, if it's got a bike on it, Tim wants it. Not always true. There's a picture in the email version of the newsletter of a bicycle pizza cutter, which obviously is a very thoughtful, nice gift if you're really into biking. But, you know, we can do better, I think. So here are some of the things in the gift guide that I thought would be helpful for you, whether you're giving a gift to somebody who's into bike touring or if you are the type of person who you're like me and people ask, hey, what do you want for Christmas or what do you want for enter name of holiday here, birthday, whatever? And you just sort of sit there and go, I just don't know. I feel like I've got everything I need. Maybe there's something on this list that might be helpful for you, for people who are seeking to give gifts to you for any kind of a holiday. So here we go. First up, tent. I am, as you all know, a big fan of the tent that I use. It is the Alps Mountaineering Zephyr 2, and that is a two-person tent technically, but I like it for for one person. It's good. It's luxurious in that sense. It's not a very heavy tent. It's not the lightest tent in the world, but it really does stand up to things. And as you can see in the blog post version of this gift guide, you'll note the thing got me through a flood. It rescued me from a flood, basically, or at least kept me asleep through a flood. So the Alps Mountaineering Zephyr 2, go check that out. Sleeping bag, I'm going to recommend and put on the gift guide the sleeping bag that I have most recently purchased, and that is by a company called Hike and Bike, and it's a 32-degree down sleeping bag. They make actually 15 and 0-degree ones as well, but for me, when I'm bicycle touring, it's unlikely that I would want to be in conditions that are that cold. That may change at some point. If you're kind of more on the adventuring side or you're a diehard fat bike winter touring kind of person, maybe look at some of the colder bags. But the 32-degree down bag is a great value for, I think, it's under $100. It's $99. And I think that that is a good deal and certainly something that will fit under the tree nicely for you. Next up is the category of ultralight stove. Some of these you may be familiar with because I might have talked about these in the past. Both of these are examples of that. The E-Tech City ultralight foldable stove. It's under $10. It's $9.99. And the fuel canisters are usually, you know, somewhere in the $5 to $10 range if you really get hacked at like a camping store or something like that. But really good burn, really nice way to get around. If you are more interested in alcohol stoves, I've got a runner up in this category, and it comes in at $14.53 as of press time here. It changes a lot. Amazon is weird. The Trangia Spirit Burner Alcohol Stove, that I've never personally used, but it comes recommended by Mysterious James and from listeners that we've talked about on the show as well. So go check that out for your ultralight stove needs. With the Trangia, you're going to need a couple of extra things. You'll need a stand and probably a windscreen as well. So think about that before you start to plunk down things there. That's why it's the runner up. Lights. I find especially I don't use lights a lot for touring when I am touring during warmer months because there's just more lights going on out there. But during this time of year, when you get almost no sunlight and there's very little bit of it, you got to start thinking about them. The rear light that I've used for years and swear by is by a company that I really love out of Portland, Oregon, of course, Land of Sunshine and Bunnies. Portland Design Works Radbot 1000. It's a really affordable light, and it is just fantastic for showing yourself to drivers, to others. It's got a great strobe blink on it that I think is important to use if you need to use it. It does a full light as well. It's under $30. It's $29. You can find it in a bunch of places, but $29 on Amazon. Runner-up is a set that I just actually got for Kimberly for Christmas this year, and that is the Asher USB rechargeable set. And it's actually a pretty good value. It comes in at $13.99. And the reason why I happen to like it a lot is that it's USB chargeable, rechargeable, I should say. So it's easy to handle. The RadBot is a battery powered one. And I think there's a bit of controversy maybe out there about what is better, what is worse. I do like the fact that you can get several hours of ride time with the USB rechargeable one. So maybe not as good for touring unless you've got a setup to be able to hook it up to one of your batteries at night. But it just sort of depends on your needs. But I do like the USB rechargeable for commuting especially. And the LED front light's really nice and bright and big, really good for be seen, and almost even bright enough to project a little bit of light for you as well. The rear light's really good too, but runner up because I think that RadBot's really awesome. Panniers. This probably comes as no surprise. I recommend the Ortley back rollers and front roller classics. I've got links for those in the email and on the blog and whatnot. The prices and colors may vary. Of course, orange is the only real color if it's available for me, but there are lots of good colors out there. There's some controversy out there, I think, in the bike touring world about how well made they are these days. I've seen a lot of people who have had problems with some of the hardware attached to it, and then they swear it off forever. I find Ortlieb is one of those companies that, like others on this list, that they really stand behind their products. So if things are under warranty, and I think they come with a very extended or perhaps even lifetime warranty, Ortlieb will take care of you. I've used nothing but the back roller classics that I have, and you've seen in pictures, for my entire bike touring career, basically. And although it's not as long as many of you who are out there listening, it's been long enough and they've been through a lot, and they've stood up the test of time. So check those out. Ortlieb back roller and front roller classics. They make other ones as well, so, you know, shop around. Dry bag. This is one that I think, I don't know if I've ever talked about this product, but I really, really like it. And I think that this is a great gift to either give or to receive. It is the Sea to Summit brand Event, and it's a capital V, Event compression dry bag. And I like the large size. It comes in a little bit over $40. And the reason why I think it's great is that it's just, you know, brain dead easy to use. It lets all air out. So as you do compression, even if you have it completely rolled up, it will actually push the air out through the bottom in its special design. Yet it's still completely 100% dry. It's a waterproof bag, yet it still has that element to it. And I've put it through the paces. It's been through some serious rainstorms before, and everything in it stays dry. So it is a true air one way, no water in kind of bag. And it's a great product. Works really well. Looks nice. I use it for my sleep kit. That's why I get the larger version. But I think they come in, if they don't come in three sizes, they may come in four, actually. There may be an extra large one that's bigger than the one that I have. But I can get my entire sleep kit into it very easily, including my pad and everything like that. And it stays on the front platform of my larger touring bike. So it works really well. I think it's a great gift. And it's in that nice $40-ish price range if you get the large size. So check that out. That's the Event compression dry bag by Sea to Summit. Good brand, Sea to Summit. I've had good luck with them. Go out and support the parks. This is, you can tell in no particular order at all, but the National Park and Federal Land Annual Pass, that's $80. And I think that that's a really good value too, especially if you or the person you're looking for is a big aficionado of public lands. This will get you in for any of the national parks or federal lands that have admission fees. You just flash this and you get in for an entire year. It also allows you to share it with one other person, which is pretty fantastic. I don't go to a ton of national parks with entrance fees. But even if I kind of added it all up, it would pay for itself generally. You know, a trip to Shenandoah, which is not far from here where I am in DC, is I think usually at least $20. And I will find myself there at least a couple times a year. But I get it mostly because I like supporting the entire federal land system, whether it's national parks or otherwise. I think that the really good part about it is that I can support the CNO this way as well. It's run by the Park Service, but there's no admissions fees unless you're parking at some of the larger areas. And I think, you know, this is at least one way for me to help support the fact that I use that park an awful lot. So whether it's you or someone on your list, supporting the national park, supporting federal lands, that's a good way to do it. $80 for a whole year. Pretty good value there. Water bottles. You know, you can do whatever. You can do so much with water bottles. I have frequently used just what I get from a store and just reuse it and refill it. Recently, however, in fact, this year, I got into the Brita Sport water filter bottle, and you can get a 2-pack of them for $16. You can find them anywhere. You can find them in big box stores. You can find them on Amazon. I got the links to Amazon, of course. But the thing that's really cool about this is that it's got, you know, a little Brita filter in it, and it's a squeeze bottle, so it forces it through that way. And what I like best about it is that on the CNO, where I've used it most, is that it filters out that iodine flavor, which has been one of those things that I've been trying for years to deal with. I think for those of you who've been with the show for a while, you'll remember I crushed up vitamin C tablets and that worked for a little bit, but it's kind of weird. And this is much easier, and they're good bottles. So go with that. The Brita Sport water filter bottle, and pretty good deal. And they're really hardy, and they stand up to stuff, and I kind of like them that way. External batteries. As many of you know, I use a lot of gadgets when I'm on tour, in some ways because I'm recording podcasts like this one. So I need to use a lot of battery power separate from my phone. And the Anker brand of batteries has been my favorite for a long time. The one I'm going to recommend nowadays, because I have older versions that have now been lapped, is the Anker Astro E7. It comes in at like 2,700 milliamp hours, which is just a really, really big battery in a small package. It's not too bulky to carry around, but you get tons and tons of recharges of a phone or tablet or whatever you're bringing with you that is recharged through USB. I think that's really good. That comes in at about $60. So that's a really good value. These batteries are constantly getting cheaper and larger at the same time. You couldn't have a few years ago come anywhere close to that capacity for that kind of money. So $60 for the Anker Astro E7. Runner up, if you don't want to spend as much, if you want to spend a little bit less, the next one down is about 20,000 milliamp hours. And that's the Anker PowerCore, and that's at $40. So if you're looking for a different price point, that's the one that I would recommend. And it's even a little bit smaller too. Just depends on what your needs are. So Anker, though, check them out. Rain jacket. I discovered this past year, the Showers Pass Double Century is a great value. It's usually you can find it anywhere between $120 and $160. Depends on where you go. I've got a link to it, of course, in the newsletter. It's flat out the best rain jacket I've ever had. It's designed for cycling, which is really good. So it's got that long tail, and bonuses looks pretty good too. I kind of like that as well. Next up on the holiday shopping list, tires. I, as you know, all know, am a big fan of the Schwalbe brand line of tires. Another example of a company that backs up its products. I've had a warranty fail, as you all know, and they've come out and replaced them. It's nearly puncture proof, but not completely. But when it is, it works really well. The Marathon Plus, if you don't worry about a little bit of extra weight and maybe knobbiness, especially if you're doing some off-road stuff, they're fantastic. That is, I've never had a flat on a Schwalbe Marathon Plus. I have had flats on the Marathon Supremes, but they roll better, a little bit less resistance. They're a little bit better built for asphalt. They work great on the CNO as well. They are fantastic. I've got links for both of those. I just can't speak highly enough about the Marathon line from Schwalbe. Another thing on the list that isn't something you would necessarily buy online, but walk over to your local bicycle shop and get a gift card, or just get an order, or surprise your friend or family member or loved one with a tune-up of their bike. That's something that I've asked for, I think, for several Christmases in a row. And it's a really, really nice thing to get your bike in. And usually this time of year, in many places, you'll get a discount on your tune-ups just because it's an off-season for a lot of folks. So check that out at your local bicycle shop and get a tune-up, a good full tune-up of your bike. Replace all the stuff that needs replacing, all that kind of stuff. Your bike will thank you, and the rider will thank you too. Maps. I think that this is kind of specific if somebody is really after this type of thing, if they're a paper map person. The Adventure Cycling Association sells great maps with great information on it. They're waterproof, they're tear-proof, they're really fantastic. Price varies depending on the trail or the tour that someone's looking at, but I think that they're a really good deal. I have them for all sorts of different tours. I've got the parts of the Pacific Coast. I've got, I think some in the New York State area. I mean, a lot of them. The Lewis and Clark Trail, which I intend to do at some point. They're great. They're a little on the pricey side. They're usually about $17 a piece for each segment, but they cover long distances. So check that out as a possible one. I think you can also purchase electronic versions as well. for you non-paper types. So just go over to the Adventure Cycling website and you can check that out as well. For you big spender types, when you know, you watch all these ads these days with Lexuses with big, you know, ribbons on it. Well, the bicycling version of that is basically buying a bike for someone. And if that's on your list, the two that I would recommend right here and now, of course, the Brompton, which I really, really like. I've got the specs for the pedal shift style touring one that I got from Clever Cycles in Portland, Oregon. You can either work with them. Remember, in Oregon, there's no sales tax. So if your state has sales tax and it's convenient for you to somehow go to Portland, Oregon, runner up in the bike category is the Surly Long Haul Trucker. I would normally say the, of course, the Safari by REI, but they are discontinuing it. I'm not even sure if the Navara Safari is still available. If it is, it's going to be the last few of them. And the newer versions of them were really cool. They had disc brakes, but REI is going to be going to a new kind of touring bike, which I'm anxious to take a look at. I'll have to go down to the REI and check them out. See what they're replacing the Safari with. So the Surly Long Haul Trucker would be the one that if you're really going to want to give a nice gift or ask for a nice gift or a contribution for a nice gift, that's just sort of the classic touring bike. You can get that a variety of different places, but your local bicycle shop would be the best way to go for that. And last but not least, a few stocking stuffers that you may want to consider getting for yourself or for others. Just a list of things here. Freeze-dried instant meals. You can get those any place. You can actually even, you know, dehydrate a few things, make some beef jerky or something like that for someone. I think that's a lot of fun and really good for bicycle touring. Caffeine pills. That's so random. But yeah, I use them, as I've talked about on the show, a lot of times. They're really cheap and you can throw them in a stocking. They're kind of just nice as a little pick-me-up, a little performance booster. Use with caution, use with smartness, please. Electrolyte pills, same idea, but those can be really, really helpful if you're a hot, sweaty biker like I am, rather than having to suck down Gatorade and all these other sugary athletic drinks. Instant coffee packets, I tend to prefer the via Starbucks style. I don't, as you all know, rely on that. I like to bring my own coffee and I like to grind it and do all that other good stuff. But via instant coffee is really, really good in a pinch, especially if you're going to do decaf. It's a pretty good decaf and I don't tend to like decaf coffee and there's pretty good. First aid kit. If you or your loved ones or your family or friends don't have a good small compact first aid kit, think about the types of things that you would use it for. You know, obviously you don't want to have the big bulky one with like, you know, ways to set bones and stuff like that. I think I have one in my like cabin first aid kit. It's got some weird thing or like large wound things. You will not be needing that for your bicycle tour, nor should you carry that, but a small one is good and it's good to have. Tubes. I'm constantly wanting and needing new tubes because I am lazy and don't like to necessarily put patches on my tubes, or when I do, I sort of get rid of them. I know that's not the most efficient thing in the world to do, but well, maybe it's more efficient in any event. I like tubes. Tubes for your size of tire. Maybe you got the new Schwalbe tires that I talked about earlier, and you'll need to get them for that size, so do that. Patch kits. You know what? As we have found out on past tours of mine, sometimes your tubes don't work because you didn't ask for them for the prior holiday season, perhaps, and you need to use a patch kit, and you're running low on patches. Make sure you have lots of patch kits. Those are good stocking stuffers as well. Last but not least, wool socks. Oh, I love all the various different companies that do wool socks. I'm a big fan of Smart Wool myself. I'm wearing them right now. I have a pair that I bought when I lived in Oregon, and I think I bought it during my first snowshoe season, which would have been 1997, winter of 1997, the February side of 97. So talk about a long-lasting pair of socks. Good, high-quality socks will last you a very long time, and that's one brand that I've used for a long time as well. Good stocking stuffers, maybe a little bit more expensive on that line, but they fit into stockings really nicely, and there's nothing like putting stockings inside of stockings. So that's it for the gift guide. Thank you all for joining. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. A reminder that the Pedal Shift Holiday Spectacular will be hitting the airwaves or the inboxes or however things work for your particular podcast aggregator, your podcast app, whatever. That'll be coming out on, I believe, December 22nd, Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it'll be a fun one. I'm looking forward to pulling that all together for you. Have a wonderful December, and we will see you in January.